Well, a short time ago, I spoke to COVID-19 Response Minister Chris Hipkins to ask whether Auckland will be red by Christmas. But first, I asked whether Northland should brace for another lockdown after two confirmed cases in the region.
The feedback I've had so far is that these are people who have been very compliant, so they've been following the rules. One of the people who has been spending some time in Auckland was identified as a close contact of somebody who is a now positive case in Auckland. They had been tested as they were required to be tested as they were crossing the border. They have kept good records of where they've been, so contact tracing is proceeding at pace. So therefore, the feedback I've had from the public health teams at this point is that they don't think there's an uncontained risk here, that the risk is contained. But of course, you know, if any further information comes to light that suggests that's not the case, then we'll let people know.
So going into this weekend, Whangarei, Northland can feel confident that they won't be shifting to Alert Level 3 snap lockdown on Friday night.
It's not on the cards right now, no. But if things change, then of course, you know, things change. But at this point, the feedback we're getting from our health teams is that they feel that these people have been very compliant, they followed the rules, and the risk is reasonably contained.
Are those cases self-isolating at the moment?
They are at the moment, yes.
And are you aware of a third case? I see a Whangarei pub is reporting that it also has a case which doesn't appear to be linked to those two. Is that a separate case that you're aware of?
I haven't got any details on a third case. The only information I've got at this point is of those two cases.
Right. Looking today at the roadmap that's been announced, a lot of information to take in there. We'll start with the 90% figure. By the government's own admission, that is very, very high. How achievable is that for all our DHBs?
I think it's very achievable. We're very close to 90% in first doses in Auckland at the moment, and projections suggest that we could hit 90% fully vaccinated in Auckland by early December, and potentially sooner than that if people continue to come forward at the rates, you know, at a higher rate. If today's announcement, you know, spurs a bit of additional activity, we might get there before that. Around the rest of the country, there are some DHB, some regions that are doing very, very well. Capital and Coast, very close to 90% as well. Canterbury looming up on 90% now. So there's good progress.
I'm interested in the ones who aren't, though. What about the DHBs who may not be able to get to 90%?
So what we announced today was a significant amount of additional investment in those areas where vaccination rates are low, particularly focused on Māori. But we will also be doing a lot of outreach, a lot of work in those other communities with other demographics where vaccination rates are low. So a big push amongst younger people is school. You know, we're working with schools to provide vaccination on school sites and so on to help get those rates up.
A lot of carrot. What about stick? Is there a deadline with this? Because we could be waiting for months for some people to get across the line.
We've said that the Cabinet will be checking in again on overall rates of vaccination towards the end of November, and we'll make further decisions at that point. You know, we don't want to hold out unfairly or arbitrarily. So, you know, for example, if an area is at 88% and they've got bookings coming forward that suggest that they're going to hit 90%, we don't want to disqualify them. You know, we don't want to say that we wouldn't make pragmatic decisions at that point.
What if they're not at 88%, though? What if they're 84% and they're not moving?
Look, we're going to be doing a lot of work with those DHBs, every region across the country, over the next few weeks to really get those rates up. We are seeing that the number of people who are indicating they won't be vaccinated is reasonably low, but we have got a group of people who are relatively, they're not necessarily seeing it as an urgent priority, and so that's the group that we've really got to focus on reaching in the next few weeks.
Those people that you say aren't interested in being vaccinated, what numbers do you have around those? The ones who flat out said they're not interested in the vaccine now, never, and there's no convincing them.
Well, there's a variety of numbers out there. It could be as low as 4 or 5% in that category. But, you know, overall, the group that we're concerned about at the moment, the group that we're trying to reach at the moment are those people who are saying, look, I'm not saying I wouldn't get the vaccine, but I don't think I need to get it now. And that could be quite a sizable group. So that's a group that we're really focused on reaching.
Some scenarios, if you will, Minister. There was a lot to take in today, so understanding how this actually is implemented. Looking at, say, Auckland hits 90% and moves into its red zone in December, can Aucklanders leave the city for Christmas?
We do want Aucklanders to be able to travel for Christmas. public health protections around that. You know, vaccination certificates will play a role there, testing will play a role there. We do want to allow for Aucklanders to have some additional movement at Christmas. We want Aucklanders to have a lot more freedom by Christmas. And that's what today's announcement has really set out the roadmap to for them to get that.
What if those Aucklanders are heading to areas that, say, have vaccination rates of 70%?
It will be about containing the risk within Auckland. So, you know, where they travel is less important than making sure that they're not taking COVID with them when they travel.
So if you're double vaccinated and you're looking to spend Christmas in Coromandel, you'll be able to head there even if vaccination rates maybe aren't at the same rate from the area you're travelling from.
We haven't made full and final decisions on that, but what we have signalled is that we'll be looking to have a travel pathway available to people leaving Auckland over the summer period. It will have vaccination requirements and testing requirements around it to try and keep the risk of COVID-19 within the Auckland boundary. Having said that, you know, if there are additional cases, you know, if at that point COVID-19 spread across the rest of the country, which is always a possibility, we do everything we can to contain it, that changes the risk assessment further. But at the moment, while the risk is contained within Auckland, that's where we want to keep it.
So what would that look like with vaccine certificates and testing, anyone wanting to leave Auckland for Christmas?
That's right. So we'll certainly have a lot of greater clarity for people on that closer to the time. But yes, you know, my advice to people is that, you know, get fully vaccinated. That's going to really help. And then we'll have additional public health measures to keep the risk contained within Auckland, like testing.
Can we get some clarity now, Minister, if possible? Because I think a lot of people are hanging out for Christmas. There's a bit of a countdown going on, and they want to understand, if they're fully vaccinated, where and when and how they can move.
Oh, my message to Kiwis up and down the country is that vaccination at this point is the passport for, it was a ticket for everybody to be able to enjoy Christmas and to be able to enjoy summer. And so the more people who are vaccinated across New Zealand, the more freedom we're all going to experience over summer and the more we're all going to be able to reconnect with friends, family and loved ones.
But can you practically say what a double vaccinated person's movements from Auckland may look like come Christmas?
Can't provide certainty on that at this point because, you know, there's still a heck of a lot of water that can flow under the bridge over the next 6 or 7 weeks. And that includes, you know, we're doing our absolute best to contain COVID-19 within Auckland. But, you know, we couldn't rule out the possibility that at some point COVID-19 might spread and that will change the risk assessment again. So there's just a lot that could happen that means that certainty at this point around what will happen at Christmas it would be impossible to give. But what we are indicating is what we're working towards, which is to have people being able to spend Christmas with their loved ones.